And I would like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show, we have Isabel Robleski and her dad, Abe. You guys might know or have seen this name in the paper. She goes by Izzy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming on. Izzy, a few weeks ago, you were one of the big stories in the Conway Daily Sun, and your name was everywhere about it because you accomplished an achievement that only 12 people, your dad being one of them, that has done in Kennett High history. You scored 1,000 points when it comes to your basketball career at Kennett High School. Congratulations on that. When you joined the team, you might obviously, I would assume that your dad and maybe your mom had some influence on your love for sports, basketball included.
Yeah, they definitely did.
For sure. So when you joined the team, is the 1,000 point a goal for you in the very beginning, or is that something that you'll have to see how the season plays out first? Explain that a little bit.
It was a goal for me starting like freshman year. It was something like in the back of my head. And then after freshman year, I looked back on the year and I was like, oh, I can do it. And I made that my goal.
Right. So you kind of have to see where you where your points are, maybe, or where your stats are, if you will.
Yeah.
And then to see, it's probably doable. And Abe, I can only assume that that's kind of the mind frame that you would have as well when you come up to that point.
Yeah, you do. I think it's definitely a goal, but definitely wins and losses are more important.
Sure.
But points come with wins and losses. So it's a goal I think you look at, but not your ultimate focus.
Right, of course. Because when it comes to it, I mean, it's not like Kennett High is like trying to find that next player that's going to score the 1,000 points. They want, of course, a winning team, somebody that's going to play the game and play the game well. But then when it comes to it, of course, that's that individual goal that gets set. So I think that's outstanding. And when it comes to the 1,000 points, when you were getting closer, especially when it comes to that last game, when you knew this is the game that it could possibly happen, you guys had a sign, according to the paper, ready to go. And you already talked it out with one of the other players, Liz Kenny, and she was the one that wanted to pass you the ball. Explain that a little bit. How did that get? Was that like a big plan? Or what was going on there?
It was like a couple weeks before it happened, and we were kind of like looking at like where I was for points, and we were in study hall together, and she told one of the teachers, I'm going to pass her 1,000th point, and I was like, all right, Liz, like let's make it happen.
Oh my gosh. And then it did,
so it was bittersweet.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. That's very cool. And tonight, obviously, first off, let's say that you are a captain of the Kennett Eagles for the varsity girls team, which is excellent. And you guys have had a very good season so far.
Mm-hmm.
One game left. Tonight's the night, and it's going to be senior night. So what happens tonight? They kind of honor you guys, huh?
Yeah, there's a big, like, thing that they do. They call us out and they say like what we've done for the program and all this, and then pictures and all that good stuff. So
so it'll be a fun moment,
and then
course.
You get to play Bo.
Yeah, and then
you
get to play Bo.
And then you get to play, right, exactly. And they're up against Bo, the Bo Falcons. That's tonight at 6:30. Please come on out, and you can cheer on the Eagles and the Lady Eagles. And then you guys will be headed into the playoffs, Division II tournament, something to look forward to. And from what I can gather, it's going to be quite the playoffs, huh?
Yeah, they should. They have, I think we have one loss.
Yep.
You will have a home game on Tuesday, I think it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win Tuesday, they'll have another home game. I believe it's the next Friday.
Okay.
So they should be home for two. Well, they will be home for two games as long as they win.
Right. Absolutely.
So
as long as they win. And that is the goal,
then
right?
Then they go to Manchester.
I mean, it's nice to wrap it all up, of course, senior year. But if you want it to last, I'm sure, as long as you can possibly have it last.
Yeah. I was talking with Steve yesterday, and just how, like, tomorrow's senior night, and it's sad, but in an exciting way.
Yeah.
And it's something to look forward to just because it's coming to an end. But we've had a good run, and to be bad our freshman year, to just have an upward trend of like getting better and mm-hmm. to be one of the top teams in the state, it's like the best you can wish for a senior.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just an overall high school career. So.
And then with that added bonus of the 1,000-point club being remembered forever for that, that's pretty outstanding. So kudos to you for sure.
Thank you.
Let's talk about that a little bit, actually, because you're going to be heading off to college now. It's going to be moving on to the next step. But there are some little girls that are listening that may be in basketball, working their way up once again, maybe being freshmen next year. Do you have any advice at all for those future girls that are coming up to join the Kennett High team and what it's all about?
I just say, stay focused, and like if you love basketball, then just stick with it because it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, and that's something that you definitely do. You love
mm-hmm.
basketball.
Love basketball.
From what I hear, you are going to be playing that for your college.
Yes, I'm going to be going to St. Joseph's College in Maine, and I'll be playing basketball and studying nursing there.
Studying nursing. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. I know nursing is nothing to joke about.
Right.
So you're going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
We wish you the best of luck, Izzy. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about your achievements here. And we have to say, of course, go Eagles. Tonight will be the regular season game, and we wish you the best of luck in the playoffs. And Abe, thanks for stopping by as well.
Thank you for having us.
You.
We appreciate it. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.